Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mullay and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Pat Fitzgerald joins us on the CDW hotline. CDW, making IT solutions work for you. Orchestration by CDW. CDW, people who get it. And Pat, of course, the head coach of the Northwestern Wildcats. And a lot of great things happening for the Cats. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great to be on with you.
Well, thanks for jumping on. There's just so many fun things happening with the program, and we got our candy bars this morning with the schedule on it, so that is much appreciated. Let's start with the new facility, Fitz. I mean, what is it like to live the high life, both figuratively and literally? The $270 million Ryan Fieldhouse, the Walter Athletic Center, the glorious views of Lake Michigan. I mean, it is really something spectacular.
Well, I think the word I should use is grateful. You know, we're just incredibly grateful for the support. And our guys move in here in about a week, and I can't wait to see the way they respond when they get in the complex for the first time.
So you have a new addition coming from Clemson, and a lot of great things being written about how it's going to be transformational. That doesn't take away from the guys currently on the roster, but it does add to the kind of the sparkle of the actual football team when you have guys heavily recruited, highly recruited, saying, you know what, I like that opportunity
too. Hunter
Johnson's
coming, yeah.
Yeah, well, when you look at, as you try to put your program together, you're especially at college football level, you've got to try to find talent at every position and create competitive depth. And we're really excited to add Hunter, a young man we've known for a long time. I coached his older brother, Cole. And, you know, as I told Hunter when he came on his visit, you know, the one thing I guarantee is an opportunity to compete, but you're going to have to earn everything that you get as far as a role. And we've got a group of guys here that are ready to compete too. So it's going to be fun, but it definitely is an exciting time.
And, you look at the schedule this year, obviously you got one of the best schedules, home schedules in college football. You got Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, your first matchup in Evanston with Notre Dame since 1976. Obviously, Chicago's Big Ten team, everybody is going to be very pumped up to get tickets to these games. And And today's today. 9 o'clock today is when people can start calling 888 Go Purple. Go to nusports.com and you get single game tickets. You get the whole slate, and I mean, this is something special.
Yeah, it's going to be a great challenge for us. You know, our guys have been working incredibly hard. You know, since we got back from the Music City Bowl in Nashville as champions, and I'm really proud of them. You know, they've done a terrific job. Now, these next 6 weeks are going to be critically important for us to get prepared for that type of schedule. But our focus is on that. It's a great schedule, but our focus is on getting prepared. And then we open up on the road and kick off college football against the Purdue Boilermakers on Thursday night. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a great way to start the year, and then just a really exciting home slate.
Would you be adverse to taking a bus ride to a bowl game down at Wrigley Field instead of getting on a plane going somewhere? Because you've been there and done it, but it seems like this time around it's going to be even better for whatever Big Ten team that ends up there.
Well, we're fired up that we get to play there in 2020 and start our Wrigley tradition going again. And there'll be more news to come from that down the road. But, I said it when we played there a decade ago, that Chicago deserves a bowl game, and there's no more unique venue than Wrigley Field. And now with the improvements and all the things that the Cubs have done, it's going to be spectacular. And we played a few years ago in the Pinstripe Bowl, and that experience for our players was absolutely awesome. So yeah, I'd have no problem doing it. We do a bowl week every year in Chicago anyways, and do different events here while we're out of school. So to be able to do that formally through the bowl would be pretty cool.
We know Clayton Thorson is the program's all-time leading passer. Where's he at? Is he healthy? Is he ready to go? And obviously, you got a lot of starters back on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, we do. We've got at least seven back on both sides.
Wow.
And then we played 25 redshirt freshmen or true freshmen last year. So, I think that where our roster's at right now, I really like the competitive depth and look forward to getting back with these guys after they get a week off next week. This is a big, big week for Clayton. He gets married on Saturday, so
that's where
he's at. Yeah, we're fired up for him and for his fiance and his family, and just really excited for Clayton. And all the football stuff will take care of itself. But this is a big week for Clayton Thorson.
Are you allowed to get a wedding gift, or is that a violation of NCAA rules? How does that work?
Yeah, it has to be in line with the normal gifts that I typically give out to anyone I go to a wedding.
Oh, $5 then.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Is that not in vogue anymore? Yeah.
Do you have to declare the toaster?
Yeah.
Speaking of the NCAA, Fitz, what do you think of the change in the transfer policy where a kid just has to give notification, doesn't have to ask for permission, but yet will still have to sit out the year? Is that fair to everybody? Is that just kind of meeting people halfway here?
No, I think it's fair. I think it's fair to everyone. We sat in our national meetings and, we were asked to give our opinions as trustees. And I thought, if the notification instead of the allowance is a no-brainer in my book. But you just can't go wherever you want, because what happens then is we become AAU basketball, where, I have to coach a guy hard and, he's going to take his ball and go somewhere else. I think we still have to instill in young people to fight through and persevere tough times. It's the guy that gets up again and again that ends up being not only successful in our game, but more importantly, that's the life lesson that I think our game teaches so well. So I think to have the accountability, if you decide to transfer, you still have to sit a year, is the right thing to do. But I would like to put an academic benchmark on that, where if the young man achieves his degree, that he can get another year back of eligibility. So he never really loses the year of eligibility. He just has to say, I think that would be the real true right way to do it. We'll work through this for a little while and then see how it plays out. But I think it's great for student athletes. And I think it's more than fair for all of us college football programs.
He's Pat Fitzgerald, the head coach at Northwestern. Single game tickets on sale beginning today at 9:00. Visit nusports.com or call 888-GO-PURPLE. And we should let people know the only way to purchase tickets to the Notre Dame game is as a season ticket holder. And well worth it with Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and, of course, the Irish coming in. You as a player, weren't you close to going to Notre Dame? Did that not – was that – I mean, is there still some – were you close to going there as a coach too, Pat? I mean, by God.
So there's no and no to both of those.
I love it.
David Hall, our buddy, brought me back to covering Northwestern years ago when I was reading about Lou Iene and, of course, Tim McGarrigle on your staff, and didn't know Austin King was his offensive coordinator now at Dayton. Speaks to what you've got going, and at the time you were in charge of recruiting for Randy, and of course, Randy's influence on these kids that they, a number of them have chosen coaching as a career path.
Well, it's been great, from a standpoint of all the guys that we've had the privilege to coach here and then the guys that I've had on our staff. It's been great to watch just a terrific young group of quite frankly, what I think are going to be the next leaders of college football. And we've got it at every level. I mean, I think we've placed 17 volunteers into full-time roles throughout Division I programs,
wow.
Five NFL scouts, five coaches, quality control analysts in the pros. Two director of player personnel. I'm looking at a fact sheet right here, and two directors of football operations. I mean, we've created, I think, a really good pipeline into this profession, and I'm very thankful for all those young men and women that came through our program. And yeah, we've got a lot of guys now, I think, because the way that we're running our program, that are interested in staying involved in the game at every level, the NFL, college, and high school. And it's really fun to watch those guys grow and become the men they're capable of, and I'm really proud of them.
You know, and I don't know if everyone's aware of it or not, but you have the longest active winning streak in Power 5 football with the 10-3 season and the Music Bowl championship, 8 in a row. And you look at where you're returning everyone. you know, the spine of that defense is going to be awful good, and we know what defense means to you.
Well, we're going to be strong up front. You know, last year we played 10 guys. We lose a couple of great players without a doubt. But, you know, Jordan Thompson and Joe Gaziano are right in the middle, you know, and I expect those two guys to pick up where we left off. And, you know, Joe led the Big Ten with 10 sacks. And then, our two linebackers that are coming back in Nate Hall and Patty Fisher are as good as maybe we've ever had. And then Montre Hardage is, you know, to me, first or second day guy in the draft. It just depends on how he plays because he's going to have all the measurables. So we got a chance to be pretty good on that side of the ball, but it's more about what we do now. The work we put in over these next 6 weeks is going to be critically important the way we start because we've got a daunting task going on the road to open up against Jeff Brohm's team down in West Lafayette. He's done a great job, and we're going to open up. It's going to be raucous at Ross 8, so it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Have you gotten lost in the new facility yet?
Well, I'm trying to find out shortcuts, you know, and we'll figure out how to do this. So, but we're very blessed and very fortunate, and very thankful, and look forward to having the guys come in on the 24th. That's our first day in the building, and it's going to be an exciting day.
I mean, it just seems like that will help with everything and recruiting and all the rest of it. It'll help with your preparation. You guys go from, you know, outhouse to the penthouse here. I mean, this is an extraordinary $270 million facility that has been rated, I think, among the top three in college football. That's got to be an unbelievable tool for you to use in the future here.
Well, it is for recruiting, but more importantly, for the day-to-day.
Right.
And that's what we designed. The location right next to our dorms, right in the heart of campus, to have the connectivity with our student body. Our students are going to be in for a great surprise when they come back, too, for some of the aspects of the complex that were maybe offline for a couple of years that have now been enhanced for our entire student body. So everybody wins. It's going to be awesome. And I watched the sun come up this morning from my office, and
wow.
I had to put some sunscreen on. So hashtag good problems.
Well, that's great. That's well-earned, Coach. And we're looking forward to a great season. Again, single game tickets go on sale today at 9, nusports.com, or 888-GO-PURPLE. Thanks so much for jumping on, Coach. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Fitz.
Hey, appreciate the opportunity, guys. Have a great summer. Go Cats.
Go Cats, indeed. That is really going to be a destination place with that schedule and that team they're fielding. And, boy, I mean, it's a fun program. It's fun to watch their games. And, you know, the Hunter Johnson thing is huge for them, because that's a position, obviously, the quarterback position. You're getting a guy that is a five-star player, and he gets to sit there and learn and be ready to come in as a redshirt with 3 years left if he chooses to play all of them. Who knows?
You got Clayton Holden down the fort this year. Should be great things from him.
Yeah,
and then you've got the all lined up and ready to go after that.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.